Yo, Mum called. She wants you to do the laundry and the dishes, so make sure you do that, okay? Yeah, I've already done my chores. I didn't just wake up. I did my chores and then I took a nap. Yeah, well, maybe because you have those bulky ass headphones on. You ever considered taking them off before you get a dent in your head? Huh? No, okay, but I actually did do my chores. I finished them like a while ago, so get off me. Okay, right. So she called and she told me to tell you that you need to get that done. So if you don't get that done by the time she comes home, which is in 3 hours now, you're gonna be in a whole world of trouble and I'm not. Why do you want to see if that's true? Just do your chores so the two of us can be happy. I'm not bullshitting you. Do your chores, okay? Before I unplug your goddamn game, do the chores. Do the chores. Yeah, it's taken me a lot to not swear and to not punch you. I don't know which one I should do and which one I shouldn't do because I'm really tempted to do both. I can give you an option if you want. But yeah. Look, just do the chores. Like I said, I'm gonna go make a call. I'm gonna go chill because I'm tired from doing my chores and I can't be asked to do your chores. Okay, fuck. You know what? How about we just take an hour to just play something, and if I beat you in that something, you have to do the chores. If you beat me, I'll do the chores. That bitch. My choice. What games do you have? Fuck. Let's do. Jesus. Which games are you not good at? It's not exactly unfair. I said it's my choice, so. Okay, now you're lying about that because I've seen you play that like at least 28 hours a day. So you're not getting me on that, but good try. Let's do Tekken. Yeah, let's do Tekken. Fuck it. I think I've learned enough on that. Maybe. Whatever. Either way, while it loads, how are things with you? Anything troubling you? People? Mom troubling you? What's been going on in life, huh? You can talk to me, mate, with family. I'm all ears, even though I partially hate you. I'm still all ears. No, go ahead. I'm listening. They have a while for this shit to load up anyway, so. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me set. I mean, to me, it sounds like there's a lot on your mind. All right, look, here's the advice that I can offer you. You gotta take shit one step at a time. Deal with the pressing problems first, or prioritize your problems, then put them in a queue, and then only think about the next one when you're done with the first one, you know? So, okay, say that you need to sort out some argument with someone, right? And then the next problem is, oh fuck, I gotta go file my goddamn taxes. You deal with the argument first. You get all of that done, you keep your head focused on that so you don't fuck up and cause even more problems for yourself. Because you're thinking completely on that one thing. You're organizing your headspace and giving yourself time to think instead of just constantly flooding your head with a thousand thoughts to the point where you get to this, to the point where you overthink things, to the point where there are so many possibilities and you just can't stop thinking about each one. And then you find more possibilities to worry yourself over, and it just becomes a huge clusterfuck. Sure, if you're stuck in the mindset of overthinking, I'm choosing that one. If you're stuck in the mindset of overthinking, then obviously, if you organize your headspace like that, you're gonna end up overthinking at least one thing each time. But if you organize that, you're only overthinking one thing compared to 20 things all at once. Instead of thinking about, okay, I'll do this, but what if I have to do this? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if it leads into this? What, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to deal with that? You just think about, or overthink about, one thing. Your mind becomes less clouded and full. And you're a scumbag for picking that character. And full. And it just implodes on itself, really. You stop yourself from being able to think clearly, to think properly on just one thing when something else is taking all of your overthinking time. You've got problems. We all do. You gotta learn how to actually organize that. Gotta learn to give yourself room to breathe, even if you have a whole fucking world of shit to do. You are able to organize that into a file, into different sections of prioritizing and how much brain power you have to use for it. Okay, here we go. What's it called? My advice is slowly gonna dwindle if you start to win. So keep that in mind. I'm gonna start giving you shit advice if you decide to be a shitty person. So just think about it like that, yeah? Oh, God. I'm rusty. Give me a break. But that's my best advice for you. You want some relationship advice while I'm at it? Fuck. Oh, fuck you. You know what? Fuck your relation advice. No, okay. You know what? Let's get some relationship advice then, meanwhile, shall we? If she leaves you to weep, then her mother you shall seek. Oh, please put me on a quote for that. Holy fuck. Dude, I could actually, like, earn millions from that quote. Just. Fuck! You bust! No! Shit. You see, that got a smile on your face at least. All right. This isn't gonna put a smile on your face. So there we go. Just look into my palm, bitch. You don't need to focus on the game, bitch. When it comes to me, I think anything goes. As long as it's I'm the one doing it, then anything goes. It's cheating if you do it, though. You eventually thought it's supposed to be fair between us? What a delusion. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had you believe that. Alright. Almost. Let's see. Shit. Okay. Dude, that's so fucking not fair. That's not fair. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. And mom's hearing that you're not doing your chores. I'm calling her now and you're fucked for it. And fuck you. And it's no, it's not fair because I said that it's only fair if I do it. If you decide to retaliate, then that's when it becomes unfair. The fuck do you mean? What kind of logic is that? That's, it's like basic fucking knowledge. Idiot. Dipshit. Dude, no, I'm not rematching. Fuck you. This game's shit. This game's awful. Fuck you. Fuck this game. Okay. Shit. Just... Ugh. Okay, now I do want to play again, but I don't want to play with you. Because the one time I think that I can actually win, I get this. I get this treatment. The one time I was close. No, there are no points deducted. I won that one too, fair and square. Fuck you! You should have just moved out of the way if I was trying to block your eyes. Yeah, so if someone's gripping your face, you let go of the controller and you get rid of their hand. I don't care if you were trying to win. Damn, didn't know we were trying hard then. No matter what you do, my ignorance is way too high for you, so you're not winning against me. I don't care how stupid I sound, my ignorance will prevail. So can we agree that you lost? I think that's pretty fair. Okay, tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you one of the deals that you can, like, never refuse. Okay, how about if you do the dishes and the laundry, then I'll cook 2 days in a row for you. Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. You won't need to cook yourself and you won't need to order takeout. And so you can get something healthy and pretty fucking good because I learned from mom, so that's where we're different. That's why I'm kind of the favorite, because I took interest in something mom likes and you picked up gaming. Sorry. Look, if mom can't say it to your face, then I will. You're not the favorite. It's me, sweetie. It's me. I was her first, so I've kind of got you outclassed. Ah! It's okay to be upset about it. I mean, hell, if I wasn't the favorite, I would be really upset too. You know, I actually get quite a lot of money from mom too. Yeah, like, she just hands me pocket money from being such a good daughter sometimes, and it's actually well. Wait, how much does she give you again? Oh, until you pick up your stuff. Oh, that's a shame. That's a real shame. Oh, on your own money. Oh, damn. I don't get any of that. And I, wow. We must really be outclassed. Like, something actually seems to be an issue here. Oh, wait, I think I know the issue. One of us is the favorite and the other isn't. And I mean, if I'm getting money and love, I don't think that I'm not the favorite, sweetie. Okay, fine. I'll do the dishes. You work together with me, though, on the laundry. And then we'll narrow it down to just one day. I'll cook for you once. Dude, I'm giving you the easiest one. You chuck clothes in, fucking throw in detergent, and then call it a day. Ugh, you're an ass. Fine. Dude, seriously, laundry is so easy. Dipshit. Good. There we go. Okay. So, I'll do dishes, you do laundry, and I'll cook one day for you. Not today because I'm lazy, I'm tired. Of course, it was a lie. The fuck? I slept in. I'm going back to sleep when I'm done. It's my day off. Like, please lay off me. But on my next day off, I'm gonna take you out somewhere and we can have some fun. Maybe I'll bring my friends along, or if you want it to just be us, then we can do that too. Anyways, I'm taking this off. It's killing me and my chest is hurting. So, yeah, it's been nice hanging out with you. I don't get to do it much because of work recently, but I enjoyed it. Again, even if I am the favorite, you're still my favorite little sibling. Even if I am the favorite in mom's eyes, but you know, I guess I've rubbed that in a bit too much. Oh, please don't cry. Okay, fine. Shit, let's get this done. Hey, before I get started, I have a straw in my hand. I just wanted to let you know I had a straw in my hand. So, yeah, I'm home now, by the way. Uploads are here. Hooray. Even though I'm a little sick. Not even a little, I am very sick, and I sound like a dying llama, and I don't like the fact that I sound like a dying llama, but regardless, I hope you really enjoyed this video. I want to say a big, massive, humongous, chunky, meaty, thick thank you to all of the Patreons and for you, the viewer, for watching this video. I love you and I appreciate you and I hope everything is going well. You guys are amazing and I hope this week is a good week for you all. Almost into another month and I'm very glad to be by your side and I'm very glad to have you guys by my side too. My voice is slowly dying now because, goodness me, I've been doing a lot of retakes for these. I'm gonna stop now. You take care of yourselves, my darlings, and until next time, bye!